Welcome to On the Record with Salma. Joining me today is American University of Sharjah student Aline Andreas. She's a third-year mass communications major and is minoring in music. Aline has always been passionate about the performing arts and has performed as part of a choir and a recent duet for the AUS Silver Jubilee. Today, Aline will talk about her creative inspiration and her journey as a singer so far. Thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Let me begin by asking you, how did you develop your interest in music?
It started from a really young age. Every single time before I would even head to school, in the car, my dad would play me English rock. Me and my brother would just sit there and listen to Led Zeppelin, Queen, Pink Floyd, and Elton John throughout the entire journey. I think it was my first step. And then I kind of just branched off by myself into different genres like pop, R&B.
How has rock music influenced you?
A lot of kids that I know growing up would listen to Fairuz, Umm Kulthum, Nancy Ajram, Amr Diab, and these are more like pop influences in the Arab world. The only time I listened to Fairuz was when my grandma would be over at our place, or like I'd be in Jordan and she'd play it every single morning. To be listening to Western music my entire life, I can't mimic Arabic music because it's so completely different. I think rock really gave me this powerful sound, and I'm very thankful for it because of mimicking. I think rock also gave me emotion, because with rock, there's so much emotion displayed through the instruments. With other genres, it's more toned down.
What instruments have you played?
I played the piano, I played the xylophone, the recorder. I played the guitar and recorder because I was forced to. I was good at picking up with notes because of my background with piano. I fell in love with theory more than I fell in love with piano. Surprisingly, I still have all the information in my head. It helped me with my voice and pitches. So if you tell me to play a note, I can sing the note and play the note on the piano.
Are there any instruments that influence the way you phrase?
I would say the violin, maybe bass. Even when I speak, I feel like I sound like the instrument. Cello, I would love to play the cello. I would love to play the cello. I think these three instruments have really impacted the way I talk, because there's something very meaty to it and very jazz feeling to it.
How long have you been singing?
I've been training since the age of 14, and now that I'm 22, it's been 9 years. Singing ever since I can remember. I would just sing with my family.
What genres do you sing?
Jazz, pop, R&B, and soul, but I tend to like gravitate towards different new genres because I want to explore my voice and I want to add a lot of diversity into my voice. I believe a voice should be almost like a chameleon where it shifts in different colors and different sounds.
You often use mimicry as a method to make your voice more versatile. What genres particularly have been most influential in this method of yours?
The most influential would have to be jazz, R&B, and soul. There are so many different techniques that I've never explored because I was trained like a Nazi soldier to singing. I know how horrible that sounds, but what I mean by Nazi soldier is that you have to get down the techniques and learn them for years, because your instrument, especially with singing, it's all about muscle memory. With jazz, there was a lot of scat. There's a lot of different dynamic sounds that go up and down in different notes, left and right. Since I've had these techniques down, not only is it set in stone, it's easy for me to adapt to anything. Soul is just a little bit more ballad-like, how Whitney Houston or Mariah Carey would sing. Ultimately, my goal is to sound almost gospel-like.
Who do you think you sound like?
Who do I think I sound like? I don't like putting myself in a box. I really don't. I think of our voices as a unique fingerprint. Just like, my fingerprint's not gonna match your fingerprint. Other people told me that I sound like Lady Gaga and I look like her. That's a compliment because she has a stunning voice and she's very powerful and she has presence, but where's Aline in the equation?
Who do you want to sound like?
If you put Whitney Houston, Christina Aguilera together, that's what I want to sound like. But at the end of the day, I accept my voice for whatever outcome it's going to give me in the future, because your voice is always changing. It never stops changing. And the way it changes is through your different life experiences, what you eat, your health conditions.
As we wrap up questions, we'd like to know, what are your plans as a musician in the future?
I honestly hope one day, as funny as it sounds, to be discovered. I would love to be painted on billboards. and I would just love to have a following. I hope to God that this could be a career, because it's something that I would love to share it to the world, because I've always kept it very secret and sacred, because I think of singing as my temple.
Thank you so much, Aline, for joining us today.
Thank you, Selma, for having me. I appreciate it.